Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to part three of this one-shot DM'd by Alexa. I just am here real quick to let you know that, like always, this show is not safe for work. So, if you are under the age of 18, if you are in a place where maybe you can't listen to inappropriate jokes or bad words, just keep that in mind. All right, thanks. Enjoy.
Okay, so we left off in the fishing village. Did I give it a name?
I don't think you did.
No, I think I was just fishing.
It's just guys came up. Okay, well, we left off at the fishing village. We have just met our newest character. Okay. And there is a dispute breaking out amongst the fishermen and snippers. So take it from there.
We all went down to help out snippers.
Snippers, dude, we don't have fucking time for this. Who knows what that witch is gonna do if we don't get back to our bodies, dude.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Snips.
Well, that was fucking easy.
Let's get out of here then, bros.
I'm kidding. I remember how Snippers was. I'm kidding. No, you guys, we have... I can't do the voice anymore. I just kind of got gigged for some reason. You guys, we can't. I'm serious.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through this episode with you doing that voice.
Okay, we got to just fucking power through. These assholes are trying to commit genocide, goddammit. Will you help me, please? And I'm just going to start... get your dick.
What are you... All right, dude, like, I'm down to help, Snippers, but I need you to tell me what you want to do. Like, we gotta fucking jam, dude.
We need to kill these motherfuckers.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah, Brosif just
the
runs up.
The fishermen overhearing you, they're kind of looking, glancing at each other like, did he just say that?
I would like to do, you know what, this
actually,
is...
Actually, no, they didn't say that because he's... Oh, no, he's in Kirk's body.
Yeah, that's why I'm just jerking
people
off.
No, they would understand him.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say...
Cut that out.
Hey, Mule. Fucking tell these guys what's going to happen to them if they don't just put down their nets and leave so we can go.
And the Mule's going to say... well, first of all, let me roll... I guess I'll say it and then roll intimidation, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, are you talking to me, Mule, or...
No, dude.
Like me,
human, Mule in your body, dude.
Sick.
All right, so Mule is like...
okay.
And he turns and addresses all the people in the river, and he's like,
if you all don't drop your nets, I will bring... I will bring hellfire down upon this whole village.
Dude, Mule... You are not chill right now, dude.
I will mule kick all of your dicks inside out.
I'm gonna roll an intimidation.
Fucking why?
4.
Yeah, dude, this isn't really your strong suit, dude. You're a really good guy, typically, you know? Like,
yeah, I'm too good. I can't do this.
I know, dude.
He looks at everyone and says, I'm sorry.
Drop the bad guy act, dude. Just go back to normal, cool-ass mule.
I'm a cool mule.
You are a cool mule, dude. It's all right. Not everyone's going to have to be super fucking intimidating all the time. Dude, try T-posing. And then, out of the snippers, I also T-pose. And I'm going to roll intimidation for my T-pose. Wait, hold on. I don't want this to go off the rails too much. I know that this is a really tightly knit campaign.
Campaign, exactly.
What did the DM think about this?
Already. Okay, what did you roll for that? Did you actually do that?
Not yet. I'm still saying if that's okay. So I just removed two dicks from my hand, and I instantly just keep them. Okay.
The fisherman...
It kind of goes...
Oh, God.
One of the fishermen goes,
oh. I was going to say that. Okay, no, you did it for me. That's fine. One of the fishermen makes that noise. And all of them are kind of looking at each other. There's a lot of murmurs amongst the crowd because this is the weirdest thing they've ever seen. Animals and you know, humanoids talking to one another, seeming to be arguing amongst each other. And they were pretty pissed with that lame attempt at a threat, but now they're just kind of, they're not sure what to make of this whole scene.
Wait.
Go up and start. You got something? I'm going to start chopping off dicks.
Yeah, I do have something.
Oh my God.
I do have something, but I wasn't sure what you were saying because it was cut out for a second. Hey, human snippers, not Brosif, actual snippers in Brosif's body. Tell them.
Oh, not me.
If they don't get out of here, try to persuade them. Tell them if they don't get out of here, you're going to stop jerking dicks. They'll never get another dick jerk again.
I haven't jerked a single dick in that video.
Just say it, bro. Just say it.
All right, if you don't get out of here, then I'm not going to give you any more of it.
Can you roll persuasion?
Yeah, roll persuasion for me.
That's a solid one.
Oh my God! We'll never leave!
That is a fucking solid one.
Oh God, what do I even do with that? All right.
So I go, you'll never get any more.
The fishermen start undoing their pants.
The fishermen what?
Oh God. The fishermen start undoing their pants and the circle starts to get a little closer.
All right, this is my time to attack, boys.
Yeah, just start snipping dicks, dude.
Oh, God.
I go in and start snipping dicks, and then we're going to run.
All right. Go ahead. I was just going to say, I'm going to follow his lead. Fly over there and start fucking clawing dicks.
You asshole, they're in for it now. As I move my hand up for ultimate snipping.
Okay, does 21 hit... To get a dick snip?
Absolutely.
To
get a dick, yes.
Yeah, so I got two claws, so I get two dicks.
Absolutely.
Oh, we did the old bait and twitch. They thought they were getting meaty hands, but they were getting the claw. Head back in anticipation. Eyes closed.
Yeah, they're not even looking.
Yeah. So these poor fishermen who are... head back, eyes closed, awaiting a pleasure that only a lizard man could give them, are suddenly screaming their heads off in horror as they're... Can you give me, like, what kind of damage are you doing with those?
Let's see. Eight damage.
Oh, God. Okay. To both?
I can roll again. So, 8.
Oops.
9 to the other.
Oh, God. Okay. So, they're like, oh, man. Whoa. And, I don't know, insert screaming here. I don't think I can scream as a man. I'm sure you have something, Christopher.
I don't know why, but I
Naomi's,
picture...
But Naomi's like...
Oh yeah, her. Oh. Yeah.
I picture who's the guy from the Dukes of Hazzard? He's like, them Duke boys down in the river snipping dicks off again. Cut to bluegrass. They were down in the river snipping dicks all night.
Snippers snips two dicks, and then the camera cuts to just the tops of trees, and you just hear like a and then birds are flying away.
Yes, that exactly. The rest of the crowd, after seeing that, has completely changed their mind. They're now backing away and covering. They're zipping up their pants, pulling their pants up. They're backing away. They're trying to get the hell out of there.
It's a conga line for hand jobs, the whole village?
Yes.
300 people are just backing
away. Long guy.
Yeah, there's actually the sound of like almost like a stampede because it was so many people had gathered.
The water can finally move through the river again.
Nature starts returning.
S-
Snippers, all right, dude. We got them fucking dropping their... pulling up their pants and dropping their nets. Can we go now?
That's right, you son of a bitch. And then I just kind of waddle, like, kind of scuttle towards them and go... and kind of chase them.
All right. Let's fucking screen wipe montage over to the... over to that witch that is helping us that I can't remember the name of.
Please.
Vera. No, that's the bad
one. Oh, great.
No, dude, no, Vera. No, yeah, Vera. Yeah. No, that's right. No, yeah, I thought right. We were going to... Yeah, that's right. We got to switch back, dude.
Fuck yeah. Let's go.
I'm not... Yeah, okay. If we go fight her this way, she's just in for a really weird time.
Okay, so you guys make it all the way over to Vic Broria's house. And she opens the door to the sight of three humanoids and three animal companions.
You want to put us back in our bodies?
Yeah,
can you help us?
Yeah, dude, we got our bodies here. See, I told you we were fucking ripped and hot. Like, put us back in, let us go fight your sister, and then we can talk about it later.
Yeah, do that.
I can't tell. Are you coming on to her or not?
I mean, we always have been.
Shit, never rule it out, dude.
Okay.
Pretty much every word we say to her.
Yeah, we're fucking never not down. Okay. We're more like objective driven right now, but like fucking always time for a side mission. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
that's what I call my side pieces, my side mish.
She opens the door and she goes, "Oh, great! You guys did it." You know, if you guys could maybe, like, keep it down, my boyfriend's in here.
What is this, a library?
And as you guys make your way, are you guys going in or are you just staying out front?
Whatever she
I'm
wants.
I'm trying to get
dude.
All the way in if she'll let me.
She just said her boyfriend's asleep, okay. Dude. Big letdown.
Dude, lizard snips. Fucking go handle her boyfriend while we fucking chilling here.
Lizard man, the lizard man one.
Oh, dude, I know Kirk wants to retaliate, but he's cutting out so bad that he's not even saying anything.
I was just reading your lips.
Am I the lizard?
There you go.
Yeah.
No,
he's the lizard. That's me.
Yeah, he's the lizard. I'm the crab.
Yeah, but I'm not even like trying to like. No, that's not going to be a theme for your poor dude. You got to go back to that body pretty soon, and I don't want you to be all fucking glazed. You know what I mean?
God damn it.
Oh my god.
So anyways,
okay,
yeah,
did you guys go in or not?
Yeah, sure.
Who's going in
first?
Well,
I fly in, pulling my own guy by his hair. He's walking.
Oh, you're pulling me, Tony?
Yeah, I'm pulling Tony in. I'm like, come on, Tony, let's go.
Whoa, dude, whoa. Not my hair.
I know, dude, I know, but you gotta fucking get your feet moving. Let's go.
Okay, as you go inside, can you give me a perception roll?
Okay. Oh, cool. Hey, crit fail. Not one.
Oh, God. Okay, it's really dark inside. You can't really get a sense of anything in there.
Wait a minute.
Definitely.
I have the hawk thing.
Oh. Keen sight?
Yes. Oh, cool. 8.
Broomir, Carrie, or pulling Tony... makes his way into the house, his eyes adjust to the darkness, and he can see that there is someone laying in the bed, kind of softly groaning. And that's about it. He can't really make out a whole ton. He can kind of see there's some shelves with some witch-type things on them, but other than that, not too much.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. Where is Vic Broria? Is that her name?
She's still kind of in the doorway holding the door open for you.
All right. I have a bad feeling about this. I'm thinking that she's not her sister. I'm thinking she's the actual bad witch.
Me and Snipper scuttles in. We're just kind of
inside, dude.
All right. I'm going to go in then and just fucking ignore that hunch. And I guess Yellow's body is just kind of riding him at this point, so... And I just...
All right, can you
and
guys...
then Snippers walks in with him and goes, "Oh, nice plate you have here."
Oh, thanks. Can you guys both give me perception rolls?
Thinking that body on the bed is the guy that we fucking ignored.
Okay.
I also got a 16.
Oh, good. All right. So, yes, you realize that you hear a groan, a soft groan. Kurt, can you give me a groan of some sort?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I'm in so much pain.
Oh, dear. I'm going to regret this. Okay. And you realize that the man that you not only saw get dragged away, but that you also ignored on the dirt path, is laying in the bed.
Not
and is,
honey.
In fact, Vic Broria's boyfriend.
Oh, how could you leave me out there?
We killed those other goblins, so you're fucking lucky to be alive, dude.
But look at all the pain I am in right now.
I'm just going to continue to ignore him. That's just, this dude is getting no attention from me.
Oh, the pain. It's insufferable.
I didn't know he was, like, German.
I don't know what I am.
He's like a little Swedish boy.
Big Broria, you put us back in our bodies and we won't tell anybody.
Oh, God. No, he's not a boy. He's a man.
Oh, no, I am a boy in your heart.
Yeah,
I've always been the little boy.
Guys, I just want to be clear
still
that
this
that's
man.
Not what I'm into.
He just pulls out a little lollipop.
Oh, he has like a little cap on.
He's one of those adult babies.
Full of dollars, yeah. Like, no, I am an adult.
Victoria, can you please change my diaper? I'm in so much pain. I have not been able to go to the bathroom in so long.
I don't know
this
what
is not
you're
the normal
about.
Kind of diaper change.
You're not even wearing a diaper. What are you talking about?
Oh, it just must be the pain. I'm so delirious. I don't
oh, man,
know.
He really got hit hard, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Just change us back into our bodies, please.
Gavin, with your 16 perception roll, you see a almost looks like a stationary bike setup with what looks to be a helmet and tube attached to it. And if you are familiar with the show Jackass, it's damn near the same contraption that they use to harness sweat.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay, so
Victoria, that's not the bike that we have with the play toy on it, is it? It's the other bike.
I don't know what you're
the ass
talking
blaster.
About. No.
The one we ordered from eBay.
I... Oh, my God. No, Hans, I don't know. No, your name is not Hans. I can't do that. No, Babe, and it's actually short for Babraham Lincoln. No, Babe, we don't have a bike like that.
Okay. I'll just lay here now.
Yeah, don't speak.
For the plot, I lay here, be quiet.
All right, so I do, Jesus, I do want to change you guys back. Vic Broria is beet red, by the way. And she's sweating.
I am most
I do want to change you guys. As you should be. She goes, I do want to change you guys back. It's just, I need like one more key ingredient. And
I'm
that
like,
would
what
be,
is that?
And that key ingredient is Babe's sweat.
Oh, we need to you get need it, the sweat again, huh?
We need to get him up on the bike.
Get me all slippery.
If you guys could help him, I'm going to go over here to my cauldron and keep working on this. I need you to get something from him.
Right. Okay, boys, can you come pick me up and put me on the bike?
Dude, I took ignoring this whole situation way too seriously. What the fuck is going
we
on?
We gotta
here?
Get a sweat, dude. We gotta get a sweat.
Everyone who's not you guys just fucking tried to contact me all at once.
Oh, really?
Yes, like simultaneously, like family, extended family. Morgan came running in. My neighbor was like, "What's up?" Like,
knocking on your window.
The town gathered around my house.
It's all the guys from that fishing village. They're yeah,
they were like,
now.
"We're owed something."
You will pay with your body.
All right. Sounds like we gotta get fucking Snippers, Tony, and Mule. You guys are the only ones with hands. Let's get that guy on the bike. Let's do it.
Tony is going to awkwardly move toward Babe's body. And
careful. Please don't touch too hard.
Who's Babe?
Babe's the...
I'm Babe.
The Mule.
I ignore him.
Mule walks over and grabs another part of his body to lift. Not right where Tony's grabbing, but, you know.
Tony hasn't even laid hands on him. Okay. Tony's going to move to his shoulder and try and, like, get him up.
Okay.
And I'm going to... And, Chris, if you can give me a strength roll. What is that?
Sorry, I... This is why I needed a diaper. What the...
Okay.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. It's all my feet and everything.
Dude, why was he pissing into more liquid?
What did you need me to roll?
It's just a pool of liquid at the base of this hut.
Yeah, her floor is actually just water.
It's just got swamp. A slight, yeah.
Oh, dude, I rolled a 16. I didn't even realize that shit. That's crazy.
You have hooves. I don't know if you can feel it through those.
That's true. I do got pretty numb little nubs. I call them my numb nubs, dude. Nubby nub.
Fucking numb nubs. What do you want me to roll, Alexa?
What the fuck is happening?
A strength check, for the love of God.
Somebody pick me up, please.
I rolled a fucking... Oh, hold on. It says 20 on the dice. It says 4 on the check. I don't know what to believe.
Maybe you have a negative 16.
20. I need you to just bench this man right now, please. Okay, just get it over with.
Mule
just take us an hour to get him.
Mule reaches down, grabs him by his shirt, and just fucking picks him up with one hand.
Oh. My hurting parts of my body.
Dude, my body is so strong, dude.
Yeah, and Mule's used to carrying weight.
Yeah, he's no stranger to a little bit of danger. I don't know.
All right, he walks over and puts him on the bike and, like, arranges his legs.
It's like a fucking...
And his hands.
Posable dolls.
Tony goes over and places the helmet on his head.
All right.
And,
now, you guys are going to have to move my legs for me.
How will you sweat if we do the work?
Dude, this was the only way to make this guy sweat. Like, we couldn't have just made it a little bit hotter.
That's true.
I'm just not a fan of a physical touch, you know? So just if you touch me, I'd get nervous and sweaty.
Okay, fucking Mule gives him a hug.
Wait, why does he roll for hug? I don't know. Why are we hugging him?
To make him sweat.
Oh, God.
He's
okay.
He also puts his mouth really close to him and goes,
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Snippers right, goes over and is like, here, I'll help.
What do you want me to roll?
Snip.
What would I roll for that?
I can roll...
performance?
Yeah, performance maybe?
All right, I will... Okay, Tony's also going to wander over like, oh, okay, I guess we're doing this. And he's going to awkwardly put his arms around in this like huddle.
All right, so we're trying to heat him up. We put him on the bike for no fucking reason. I roll a 7.
He was in a much better position. Yeah.
You didn't want to hug him in the bed. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Otter.
All right, what did you guys roll?
I rolled a 7.
Okay.
Wait, am I rolling as the crab?
Or did you go over there to hug?
No.
No.
Then no.
But Snippers did.
Snippers, what did you roll?
A 6.
All right, you guys are good. You just barely made the cutoff. All right, Hans begins
you
to
You didn't have
perspire.
A cutoff set up for this.
15 was what I made it.
Okay, and if they try to hug the guy.
No, you're right. I couldn't possibly have prepared for this at all, but I did make it 15. Oh, geez, Louise. All right, so Hans begins to perspire, and Hans, go ahead and give me a reaction to you heating up.
Oh, gosh.
No, Hans, why am I calling you that? Babe. Babe is beginning to perspire, and Babe, please give me a reaction to you heating up.
You know, it's so hot in here, and it's all the pain, and I just, can I piss right here, please? I just got to tinkle again.
Please.
And after that, a single drop comes off of his brow.
I can make another drop, but it's going to take a lot more noise.
More noise.
Okay.
That is beautiful podcasting.
We really went for it. Okay, Tony scrambles to find like a vial in Vicbroria's messy house, and he slides it along Babe's brow and up his legs and arms and collects just enough sweat in which to finish the potion.
Am I naked? Am I naked?
That's up to you. It's your character.
Roll for being naked.
No, I'm not naked. I don't want to be naked. Okay. All right, you get the sweat.
All right, so Tony walks over and hands the sweat vial to Vicbroria. Vicbroria is also sweating, but for a different reason. Can't quite figure out why.
Okay.
Thanks. That's all I needed. I need you guys to all roll a d4 for me, please.
Just a random d4?
A random d4? No. I mean, like, this is all like, part of an immaculate plan.
I meant like a... never mind. I got a 4.
You'll know.
I got a 4.
I got a 2 as
well.
Oh, okay. 4, 2, 2. All right, so Vicbroria comes over and hands you guys... what looks almost like an IPA beer for you to drink. So that, and also, I guess she puts, no. She hands you guys some potion that looks basically like an IPA beer. And she goes, all right, so you're gonna wanna drink those. And then don't drink it all though, because you need to give like the other half to your companions.
So are you giving this to the animal versions of us or our human bodies?
I'm giving it to the humanoid only? Versions because they have a little more dexterity right. to drink.
Okay.
All right, just give me a little bit of like your drinking and hurry up, helping snips, your animal
down
drink.
It. Down the hatch.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. It's so smooth and hoppy. Mm. I love it. It's so good.
Mule drinks about half. Mm.
Wow, I will only drink half of this, but it is so good. I wish I could drink it all. Ooh, is that a hint of pine? It's so delicious.
Mule drinks about half and then just walks over and...
I just can't get enough. It's so tasty.
Pushes it.
Sniffs.
Stop. Pushes it into the
one
actual
more sip for me.
The mule body's mouth.
Snips, pass me some of that brew.
Hey, Tony.
And then I go over to my body and I tip his little crab mouth. Oh, what? I don't know how crab.
Yes.
I have a crab, but I don't know.
They have a
the
mouth.
Little tiny hands.
Yeah, little mandibles or whatever they are.
Oh, that's bad. I didn't want to do that.
Hey, Tony, let me get a little bit of that, dude.
Glug, glug. Oh, glug, yeah. Did you already hand Yellow the rest?
Yeah, he walked over
oh,
and
shit.
Just.
Oh, shit. I'm Tony. I'm the freaking human
mouth.
Body. Jeez.
No, fucking. Thanks, dude.
All right.
Fucking. Appreciate that.
Anytime.
And Tony goes down the hatch, I guess, and drinks about half and then hands the rest over to...
Just pour it in my mouth, dude. I have no hands.
All right, man. Chug, chug, chug.
Dude, you chug like a bird, dude. Wait, I'm a bird. Never mind. That's discriminatory.
That fucking asshole.
I'm like, wow, you backed off like your whole thing in episode 1 with that.
Never mind, dude. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm starting to identify as a mule.
Okay, so as you guys down that, give me Constitution.
Oh, fuck.
Yay.
Are we going to pass back out of field again and just start this whole fucking thing?
I got 16.
10.
Oh, shit, 18, dude.
She's like, you thought we were finishing this today.
Actually, the cutoff was 20, so you're all fucked. I just needed to know if you guys are all fine. I thought I was going to see if there was going to be any side effects. So as you guys...
Man. What if the side effect was I got to keep the mule dick?
Damn it. Missed opportunities. Okay, so as you guys are downing that, the ground begins to kind of shake and feel really unnatural. And... you can sense like a heaviness kind of come over you. And Victoria goes, oh no, my sister's here. And yeah, what do we do?
Have we changed?
What happened? When
I had you guys roll that D4, I have a timer going. That's how long it's gonna take you guys to switch back.
All right.
So the higher the number, the worse it is?
Mm-hmm.
Tony, ask her Victoria, do you have Speak With Animals casted on yourself, or?
I do now.
Sweet.
And she casts Speak With Animals.
I'm glad you could answer that before you did it. Like, do you think your sister knows we're here? Or, like, is she just coming to visit? Like,
my sister and I don't have a good relationship.
All right.
She definitely knows that you're here and that I'm helping you.
All right. Well,
what's your relationship with Babe?
my relationship with Babe?
No, your sister's.
Oh, God, I'm changing accents.
Shh. Sir. It's very good, sir.
Sire!
All right, boys, battle stations, dudes. Let's fucking go surprise this lady.
All right, dude, I'm about to turn myself into a wagon wheel, mule wagon wheel, just with a centrifugal force of a mule dick just leading the way.
Are you, like, helicoptering it?
Nah, dude, I'm, like, starfished out, and I'm just spinning, and then my dick has this weird, like momentum building thing on it that's just, like...
I think that's considered a flourish. You have to roll.
Can you roll? Can you roll athletics for me?
For sure, dude. I call it the mule's whirling dervish. That's a 3. I don't think that mule's gonna do that. So, and then I just kind of do like a round off and hit my face.
Big Royer's like, whoa! Don't. Could you not? Can you roughhouse, like, outside my cottage?
I'm gonna do something really fucking cool to her, though. Like, you guys just wait. Maybe not that, but something.
All right, Tony, open the door. Let's go.
All right.
Combat takes a really long time, dude.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Tony flings the door open, and
fucking rock music starts. I really, really love to use that, but I fucking can't use that song.
We could always fucking cover it, dude.
I'm sure you could find like a cover, yeah.
True. All right.
I've seen Gavin on Instagram. He could cover it.
Oh, dude, I'm like a little blanket. Cover anything, dude.
All right, well, you better do it in fucking the next 2 days.
All right, Tony. Tony flings the door open and runs out. And in the middle, in front of Victoria's house is who you know to be Vera. And she is smiling so pleasantly.
Well, guess what, dude? I'm rolling for fucking...
Me too.
For what is it called?
Initiative.
Initiative, yeah. Because I'm not even going to talk to this skank right now, dude. I'm so pissed at her. 18 plus 3, that's 21, dude.
Okay, you got a 4 and a 20, Chris?
Yeah, 4 for...
Oh, sick, dude.
A 4 for Bloodhawk and 20 for body.
You straight up got the 420 on it, dude?
Oh, yeah, I got... Dude, I fucking rolled 420, dude.
Dude, I totally wish I would have rolled a 6 and a 9 right now. I'd totally take an ass beating over that.
It'll be worth it. Kirk, when did you roll?
I got a 17 for Babe, if I'm playing as Babe still. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
And a nine.
You want Babe to go out into battle? He's injured.
Dude, I don't get another character
to
play.
What if his sweat is like holy water to her? We should totally get him worked up and fling him like a little holy water soaked sponge at her.
Okay, I like that. All right, so and Babe got a 17.
Yeah, and Mia's Snips got a 9.
I just want to use this guy as a weapon because he's just been a fucking human punching bag the whole fucking campaign.
You guys just don't care about him at all.
Fuck that guy, dude.
Okay, I need to roll for myself before I fall in this order. All right, so you guys step out in front of the house, and the lizard body is up first.
Fuck yeah. All right, listen here, asshole. You're about to receive the worst walloping of your life. And I'm gonna run up to her, and I'm gonna punch her in the face. Does he have weapons?
You don't know, but that's the thing, is us playing the other person's character, we don't know what the fuck they can do.
I know. And I'm just gonna fucking punch her in the face.
Okay, Vera, before she goes to speak, and she's like, oh, well, and then just gets blasted in the face.
Wait, does she, though?
With a lizard punch.
He's gotta roll the hit.
Oh.
Chris, shut up. She got blasted in the face. What are you doing? Stop DMing.
I'm sorry.
Hey, we're 14.
You're supposed to trick the DM.
You're right. Oh, yeah. No, you got her. You got her.
Okay, so I smack her.
Do you want to do it?
I smack her.
She goes, oh.
Should I roll
Kurt,
for damage?
How much is his unarmed strike?
Yes, you should.
It's a one.
Is it?
No, it's not.
It says one. I can't even roll a dice. Like, it just says one.
He does one.
Okay.
Covered lizard hands.
He can bite. He has I have a bite attack, but I don't have a punch.
When did you in your life think you would ever say, come covered lizard hands?
You can only get that here. Go to any other podcast ever. I fucking challenge you. I will give you every dollar I make from our sponsor if you can find another podcast before this one that said come covered lizard hands.
Oh god. So that one, Vera kind of wipes her face and looks at her hand and she goes, well, that wasn't very nice.
Where's more where that came from, bitch? He just does this move with his hands. I don't know why.
I wish I could see what you were doing.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, frames his face like the Madonna movie.
Picture this, frame. Yeah, there you go.
All right, Gavin, it's your next because you got those two 21s.
All right, dude. I am going to attempt to... I don't know how far away she is, but it seemed like fucking Zoidberg fucking ran up and just slapped her once, so... I'm going to attempt to give her a good old mule kick.
All right, roll the hit. Or no, you already rolled to hit. No, you were just rolling for initiative. Roll the hit.
I rolled an 8.
Ooh, okay. That does not hit. Give me up until you kick her. What does that look like? What do you do?
Basically, I've got all this confidence I run up, and... then fucking step on my own dick, as typical, you know, and go ass over tea kettles. Whoop, whoop.
All right, Vic Broia goes, oh, so sad. Tony, oh, that's me, shoot. Wait.
Yeah, you're playing Tony.
Did you roll for that?
I rolled for Tony to take his initiative, but you're playing as Tony.
Okay, I don't know any of my skills, so I got a 20,
oh,
though.
Shit, to hit? God damn.
Yeah.
All right, well, so, I think it's pretty apparent that you have weapons on you. It's up to you if you know how to use them. You have two short swords and a longbow strapped to your body.
Okay, I'm going to go for the short swords because they're the closest thing to talons.
Okay.
And Tony's just going to go up and just try to go X across her chest.
Okay, well, you only rolled... Okay. I'm rolling for one short sword, that's 6. The other one is 6. 9. One's 9.
6 and 9?
Mm-hmm.
6 and 9?
6
and
9? You rolled a 4, a 20, a 6, and a 9.
I rolled 4, 20, 69, dude.
Mark the date, dude, because this is a fucking holiday now.
Fucking 4, 20, 69, cum covered lizard hands, bro.
That's the name of this episode.
Okay. Babe is next. Oh, sorry. Victoria is like, ooh, that kind of stings.
I fucking hate that she's so happy.
I know. All I want to do is see this
Can
bitch
Babe,
leave.
Like, chuck a diaper at her?
All right, yeah. Are you wearing a diaper? Have we established that was what you were wearing? You're not
yeah,
naked?
I just assume there's diapers all over that hut, so.
Okay. I'm not sure how you're going to roll for that, but I'm open to whatever you've
I'm just
going
to roll to attack. We'll see what happens.
Actually, yeah, roll to attack to see if you hit, and then I'll give you a prompt. Oh, yeah. You definitely hit. Can you also roll a d20 for me to see how soiled the diaper is?
Ew, dude, make that bitch stinky, bro. Dirty-ass diapers, dude. Cum-covered lizard hand, dude.
Oh, okay. It's pretty foul. All right, what do you do? Do you, like, ninja star it at her? What are you doing?
Oh, my love!
And I chuck it up in the air, and I'm looking to land, like, right on the dome.
Fucking Albert?
Maybe impede her vision with duty.
Oh, God, okay. Oh, well, she rolled a 1. Ooh. She crit failed that. So, yeah, it actually lands on her head, and it comes undone, and then as it lands, it almost like restraps itself around her head. She Whoa. Now has disadvantage and pink eye.
Oh, God.
Dude, that might have been the most clutch fucking move of all.
Fuck no yeah, problem. Babe.
You just hear like muffled noises.
Dude,
like
you're a stinky little helper, babe. I'm totally gonna acknowledge you from now on, dude. Sorry that I ditch slapped you earlier. That was
no, but it's okay. No problem. I got more diapers.
Also, you are totally fucking nude. You're at least Winnie the Pooh in it at this point.
Okay, Snips.
Real? Real Snips.
Me Snips. Mm-hmm. Wait, real? No, me.
Yeah,
Snips.
You Snips.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go up there since she's blinded, and I'm just gonna snip an ankle. I'm big, right? So I'm gonna try to like chop.
Go
it off.
For the Achilles tendon. Yeah,
tendon.
That one. I was
tendon.
Gonna say heal that.
Go for the Achilles, dude.
The Achilles.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going for the Achilles. Let's see if it hits. 16 plus 8.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, dang! You're really rolling hot right now. Yeah, that you definitely get her. Can you give me
right now,
how that goes, and then give
5.
me how that looks? Wow!
Come get her a Chili's. You ready,
dude? Chill out of Chili's.
Scuttle over, sneakily, and take one fat snip. You know it's pretty nasty. I'm gonna imagine just cuts it clean.
Fuck yeah, dude.
She lets out an ugly, ugly scream. I don't know, can one of you give me like a woman's scream?
Yeah, dude, I'll give you a nice poop muffled scream.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah. Okay. She's now hunched over. With one hand, she's clutching her ankle, and with the other hand, she's trying to rip the diaper off her head.
I love that she is in so much pain right now.
And she is not successful in getting that diaper off with just one hand. So, Chris, now it's you.
I'm going to fly over, and I'm going to straight up dig my back talons. You know how they're kind of shaped like this? I got spiky boys.
I'm going to try to
dig them right into her eyes.
Those are called zygodactyl talons.
Are they?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to...
Gavin, you are so full of facts.
If you are a bird of prey, you have what's known as zygodactyl talons.
I am going to dig my zygodactyl talons into her eyeballs.
Zygodactyl
talons. All right.
Okay.
We'll
get
that
for me. You're doing that through the diaper. Like you can't actually. Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
I think I
rolled a hit.
Okay.
Fucking lofty goals, dude.
That hits.
Nice, okay. Dude.
So then it's just
Take
3
your local
damage.
Librarian for this one.
Yeah.
This hit is brought to you by your local librarian.
To the Washington County
Library.
Oh, wait,
no, sorry. It's 4 damage for the towns.
Okay. You guys are making pretty good progress on her health status.
Dude, she's got cum, shit, blood all over
her. Yeah, you guys are jacking her up. All right, Lizard Body, it's back to you.
I'm so glad. I told you there'd be more where that came from, bitch. Here we go. I'm going to bite.
It's a, yeah, 1d6 for bite.
The nape of her neck. Hold it. I got a 1.
Your bite is just as good as your punch.
Okay, so that was to hit?
Yes.
Okay, so you get close to bite into the nape of her neck, but the stench from that diaper actually blinds you momentarily, and it makes you a little dizzy.
I'm so sorry I made the big stinky in that one.
Oh, that's okay. You were just trying to help. I almost fell and ate shit.
Yeah, and it's your turn.
All right, is she like, what's her posture right now? Is she down to one
knee? Okay, she's like bent over. So she's bent over, clutching her ankle, and then one hand's on the diaper trying to rip it off.
I rolled a 16.
All right, tell me what that looks like. Go.
I'm gonna kick her right square in the fucking jaw, dude. Just fucking rear back and Scaramouche, dude. She's gonna take one in the jaw.
For how much?
How much does she have left?
She goes careening backwards, tumbles into the dirt. There's now dirt in the wound, dirt on the diaper, and she's struggling to get up and kind of right herself. And now it is Tony's turn. Okay. Oh, another freaking 20. Look at that. What do I do, Chris?
You have short swords and a longbow.
You get double damage.
Gosh, dang it.
It's
okay.
Gonna be double damage.
Okay, continuing with the short sword.
Just do like a Drax.
Yeah. Like a double fucking stab down.
Okay, so Tony walks up on her and he goes, give me my wings back, you bitch, and brings his swords down on top of her for what do I roll for that damage?
I just rolled it. It's 8 times 2 oh, okay. And 9 times 2.
Damn.
Dang, okay. Wow.
Is that 34?
16 and 18?
Okay, she is struggling to get up.
Does he have her pinned to the ground?
No, just like it went through her, but it, oh, well, I don't know. For a 20, yeah, it probably does have her pinned to the ground. So she's struggling to get up, but with 2 swords stuck in her into the dirt, she's not getting up anytime soon. With her 7, she's unable to dislodge those swords. So it is Snips and then Chris.
Oh.
Please just kill her.
Me, Snips. Okay. Mm-hmm. Snips. Snips goes up, runs up, and he's just gonna like take both Snips around the throat mm-hmm. and just kind of.
Give the old head chop.
The guillotine. The snippetine.
Alright.
Alright.
The collaborator.
What would you roll?
Oh.
He was totally prepared to just do that for the rest of our time.
Okay, 14. Yeah. And then a 7 plus 3. 10 damage.
Oh, yeah. No, she's done. Her head... rolls gently from her shoulders and she is absolutely dead.
Hey dudes, I know we don't have a lot of time, but we just fucking wasted that chick without even her getting to fight back.
Hell yeah, bruh. It's from that duty
I
diaper.
I adjusted to my flappy hand.
You did so good, Snips.
Good job, Snips.
And I pick up her head and I go, a flop, a flop, a flop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good postmortem slapping, bro.
Okay, Jesus. I don't even know what should. I'm not even sure where to go from that.
Oh, dude, I feel myself changing back into me and ending this story. This is amazing. Yeah.
Oh.
And then, like, golden light surrounds me. Wait, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to waste time.
No, I need it to be just like that. You guys are all lifted into the air. This beautiful golden light surrounds you.
Dude, it's like the scene from Shrek.
You guys are spinning around. You actually, like, it. The light actually lifts you up and touches you crotch to crotch with your animals.
Light lift us up where we belong. Where the eagles fly.
Just a little visual of Gavin going crotch to crotch with his animal.
It's kind of like the Sistine Chapel, but it's two dicks.
Like this, though?
Yeah. It's just a pinky and a fist.
Oh, God. Yeah, and you guys are changed back into
and then there's
your
a
actual
blinding
bodies.
Light.
And then it wipes out.
Yeah.
Fades to black. Cue intro or cue outro music.
Green Acres is the place for me.
All right,
dudes. Well, that was fucking.
All right,
I'm glad we're back in our body.
What did we learn, dudes?
Never fucking drink potions from random chicks or probably people in general.
I didn't learn a fucking thing, dude. I'm just glad that I'm a sexy ass birdman again.
Hey, can we do something? Let's all just fucking walk off into the sunset without saying another word to some badass music. Yeah? Let's go.
You said not to say another word, bro.
Sorry, I put my arms...
I was trying to just listen to my bro.
I put my arms around my bros and we walk off into the sunset and we fade to black.
Beautiful.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We hope that you enjoyed this one shot that ended up being a three-part episode. This was Alexa's first time DMing, and I think she enjoyed it, and we enjoyed it, and she plans to write more and DM more later on. You know, maybe with a little bit better idea of how long, you know, anything takes with us, because we like to draw things out. Thanks for listening. We really had fun with this one, and we are going to get back to our regular Heroes Guild campaign and finish that up. So, thanks.
So they're just gonna walk off like that with no closure?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And without us, they're companion animals.
Mule. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Please, call me Bartholomew. Come on, Snippers. Come on, Tony. Let's get out of here.
Coming!
Alright, okay.
Oh, here's an idea. We could masturbate together in the same room.
What the fuck? Bartholomew? I gotta lay off the herb.